United States Senator Gary Peters of Michigan Tuesday announced the $1 million grant from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry to conduct how PFAS is affecting West Michigan residents' health. According to a news release, researchers hope to use the money to help gain a better understanding of PFAS and its relationship to certain illnesses the chemical can cause, like liver and kidney cancers, while the ultimate goal is to promote awareness of the health risks PFAS poses to communities in Michigan and throughout the nation. Peters recently told WGVU that pressure needs to be placed on the companies that use what scientists call the forever chemical, because once ingested, PFAS reportedly never leaves the body.
We've got to move towards moving away from PFAS as a chemical that's being put in everyday products, and that has to happen very quickly.
According to the Environmental Working Group, recent data shows that Michigan leads the nation in the number of confirmed PFAS-contaminated water supplies. PFAS contamination has hit a number of communities especially hard in West Michigan, most notably Rockford and Belmont, with hundreds of private wells confirmed to be contaminated with PFAS chemicals. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.